Welcome back. You're listening to the I've Always Said That pod with your host, Brad. And oh, we are feeling the grips of summer here in Australia if you're down under. I don't know where all my worldwide fans are, but here in Australia, it is getting hot and steamy. And now, I love the summer. Summer is where I thrive. You get that vitamin D, you get that glow on your skin. Safely, of course, slip, slop, slap. Don't be silly out there, everybody. But a big part of summer is going to the beach. If you enjoy the beach, of course, that is. And I have some feelings about the beach because it can go one or two ways. I'm down there pretty often. However, some things go right and some things go wrong. It's about who you're with, what's around, what the vibe is, what you're doing, and most importantly, what other people are doing. That's what we're going to go through today because, look, the life lesson is other people are just the issue, aren't they? So, the first thing when you get to the beach is trying to find a park. And I cannot stress this enough. Everyone else needs to get out of my freaking way. That person is not leaving. Why are you going so slow? You can clearly see there is not a spot there. Keep driving. Keep going. There's an accelerator there. Just push it. Obviously, you're going a little slower in a car park than on the road. But just push the accelerator a little bit more. Just do it. Unless you're stalking someone. This is the only time I condone stalking is when you're stalking for a car park. Approved. I do it. It's how you gotta do it sometimes. Otherwise, you're gonna be driving around in circles for ages, okay? However, if you are one of those people that stands in a car park, I'm gonna run you down. No way. You don't do that. Illegal. Illegal. No. Ain't gonna happen. Absolutely not. Now, once you get your car park and your car roasts in the sun for however long you may be staying there, you gotta find your spot. Now, depending on what kind of beach you're at, whether there's sand and grass or if it's one of those pebbles or you go into like a rock pool or something, you gotta get the lay of the land, get the environment, see what the go is. Picking your spot is so important and will set the vibe for the rest of your day. I'm just saying. So no pressure, but if you get it wrong, you're stuffed. You can always move, but you're stuffed. So you pick a spot. If you're alone, okay, so one of two ways. If you're by yourself, you pick a spot that you can see if you're going for a swim because theft. However, if you thieve, you're disgusting and you're un-Australian. None about that. However, if you're with a group, you can be more lax. Even though I feel like you're more likely to get targeted as a group. But that's fine. At least you have friends. We love that. That's fun. And now, also, if you're just chilling there, you're laying down, you're getting some sun, you're reading a book, you're listening to some music. If someone has the audacity to come up and set up right next to you, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. There is the whole beach. Move at least a couple meters away from me. I was at the pools the other day and I came back to my towel to like have a lay down and someone's big toe was 2 millimeters from my towel and they were sitting on theirs. And I'm like, I get it's pretty packed, it's busy, but you do not need to be that close. Your toe does not need to be 2 atoms away from my towel. I am petty. So I got up, moved all of my stuff over like 30 centimeters and sat back down. And I was like, in this environment, because it is packed, 30 centimeters is probably enough. 2 atoms is not. Is not enough. I can smell your big toe. No. Capiche? Okay. Now, speaking of listening to music when you're at the beach, if you're listening to music at the beach alone, put some headphones on, put some earphones in, keep that to yourself. You are disturbing everyone else. People are going there for a relaxing time, okay? You're on your own. You don't need to be blasting music out loud, okay? If you're with people, however, I don't mind playing music. Like, I go down, if I'm down the beach with some friends, we play some music. Fun. Don't blast it. You're not having a DJ set. No one paid you to be here right now, okay? No one's going to be coming around going, hey, yeah, crank the tunes. No. No. Okay? Keep it at a respectable volume for your patrons around you. And don't be a dickhead. All right? Okay. Swimming, don't drown. Just don't drown, okay? If you can't swim in the ocean, don't go in there. Right? Right. Now, people just ruining the vibe in general. I just like when I'm at the beach, I want to put my sunglasses on. I put my hat over my face half the time and I put my earphones in. I want to be alone if I'm not with people. I do that with my friends. No. If I'm alone, I'll do that. I don't want to know that anyone else is around. I want to be in my own world, my own bubble. So if you walk past me and sand is flicking up at me, I will put a curse on you. Keep away from me. If I'm on the sand, there's enough room for you to not be so close to me. Okay? No need. No need. Sorry, this is just like my complaining time. This is just for me to vent, all right? Also, when you're shaking your towel, same thing. Which way is the wind going? North, east, south, or west? I don't know. Is it going that way? Okay. Be aware when you're shaking your towel out of the sand that it's not going to fly in someone's face, yeah? Okay? Goodo, goodo. Just be respectful of people's property, people's personal space. Now, another big thing about beaches is usually some facilities, okay? Such as, like, cafes around. There might be bathrooms, public bathrooms, showers that we have down at the beach to wash all your sand off, okay? With the showers, this is not your personal shower. I've seen people out there washing their hair with these showers. No, there is literally a line. There's not many of them. There's only like three. At the beach I'm thinking of, there's only like three shower heads outside where you can quickly get in there, have a quick rinse, get the salt out of your hair, get the sand off your legs, you know, rinse off, dry off, go home. You don't need to stand there and give a full shower. People that are in there giving a show and a shower. Are you lost? Have you not got anything better to do? Like, please, I've got sand in my toes. I don't want sand in the webbing of my toes. Please move along, okay? Thank you. Now, the cafes are going to be busy. They're going to be busy. There's going to be lines. You're going to be waiting for ages. The food's going to be okay. Like, don't have expectations too high, all right? Getting a table is like fighting for your life. The only time I'll try to get a table is when I'm with someone. So one person goes to order. This is the strategy. One person goes to order and one person has to scout for tables. And it's just like, it's like a showdown. Like that, what's that? Cowboy standoff. Like, whoosh! Everyone's like walking around the tables. Like, who's going to get up? Who's going to get up? Oh, there's a chair. There's a chair there. Can I have that chair? Oh, there's a table. Oh, run. And as soon as the table becomes free, if you are not as fast as Lightning McQueen, ka-chow, you're not getting a table. Okay? So you need to be prepared to fight physically for a table. All right? And if you're not ready, then go be the one ordering. Let someone else fight for the table. Okay? Right. So, funny story. I was actually at the beach with my mother the other day. And we're having a coffee catch up, as one does. And this table in front of our table became free. And this older lady, I've never seen someone move so fast. Like she had a bike with her and I was like, good on you for cycling. Okay. And she had like a little basket on the front. So the first thing she did was like threw her book down on the table. And I was like, nice. Okay. She's claimed it. That's hers. Awesome. And then the next thing, her phone. Sweet. No issues. Done. But then she pulled out a box of tissues. We kind of looked at each other and we're like, what are the tissues for? Why? And also, she didn't order anything. She just sat at this table in the cafe. Like, it was like an outdoor seating area with tables and chairs. And she just chose to sit there. And I'm like, ma'am, this is for patrons only. Why are you sitting here with your tissues reading your book? It's a very hot day. Should you be inside with some aircon? I think you might need to be. Okay. Worried about you. Mm. And then when we were leaving, we went to like, because all the chairs and tables are quite packed together. She full just like cut in front of us and barged us to get another table because her original table was in the sun. And she can't be in the sun that long. She's got sensitive skin, doll. So she like full barged in front of us and we're like, whoa. See, these are the two perspectives. When you don't have a table, it's like free-for-all. But when you have a table and you see people fighting for the table, you're like, animals. Animals. Disgusting behavior. How could you? Even though you did that exact same behavior 30 seconds ago to get the table that you were sitting at. So, it's two sides of the same coin. How do you feel? Dave, what are your fighting for table stories? I know it's a very deep, emotional topic that might bring up some inner feelings for you, but I encourage you to express that. You should express that and let it breathe a little bit. See how it feels. Okay, so another thing that's been making the rounds on the interweb, lots of people are very vocal about both sides of the story, is the Cool Cabana. The Cool Cabana scandal. The Cool Cabana gate. The Cool Cabana topic of conversation. The Cool Cabana debate. All right? Now, if you don't know what a Cool Cabana is, I don't know if it's just an Aussie thing or if it's like everywhere. I don't know. But here, they're everywhere. They're on every beach you go to. You can't... This summer, I haven't been to a beach where there hasn't been a Cool Cabana. So basically what it is, it's just like a square umbrella. It's quite large. And on each corner, there's like a drop-down thing that you can weigh down. So it's kind of like... It gives it more of like a cabana sort of feel. You know, so it feels more permanent sort of thing. It's a nice vibe if you're in there. However, there's been some controversy about the use of these cabanas and how much space they take up. And it comes back into picking your spot on the beach, all right? Now, there were images over Christmas time, especially here in Australia, about the Cool Cabanas, and they just lined up on the beach, front to back, left to right, just lines and lines of Cool Cabanas. And I get it. Sun safety, awesome. But they do just take up a lot of space, and I feel like if I had one, I'd love it. But also sit under the shade. If you're using a Cool Cabana and you're sitting out in the sun, then why have you got the Cool Cabana up? Put it down. Give some space to other people. There's been stories online of like people going out for a swim and they've come back and their towel is basically under someone's Cool Cabana because they've just set up there. They have no issue of taking over space just because they are so large. And it's like, if you don't have common sense, don't have a Cool Cabana, okay? It's not that hard to comprehend. I would be pro Cool Cabana if people were just better. But people are not good. So I am anti Cool Cabana. Don't come to the beach. No, I mean, you can still use it. I think you should be a couple rows back from the water, you know? Leave some space for the people with their towels who are just like smaller groups. It's usually the families that have the Cool Cabanas for their kids. How many times can I fucking say Cool Cabanas? I swear to God. So I understand. But I'm just sick of looking at them. They're quite an eyesore, to be honest. Yeah. How do you feel about the Cool Cabanas? Because I don't know if I'm alone here. Another story that's been making the rounds locally anyway is we have these, how would you call it? They're like, I guess a cabana as well. They're on the grass areas down at our local beach, scattered around the shore. But they're like permanent cabanas, like stone brick with seating inside. And they're quite large, you know. Some have barbecues, some are just like seating sort of environments, you know, great way to get some cover with the fam, with a group of people. However, some people have been coming down early in the morning and claiming these public use cabanas, not by leaving some stuff on some tables or like, you know, writing just a little sign on a table saying reserved, which is also you can't do because that's fucked. They've been cling wrapping the outside of this cabana. Like, not just like one layer, like layers and layers upon layers of cling wrap around the cabana. So you can't actually walk in. You have to duck underneath and get in. And I've seen these in real life. And at first I was like, why has someone cling wrapped this thing? And I'm like, is it because it's windy? They don't want the wind to get in? I don't understand. But no, it's apparently so no one else can get in there. These spaces are huge in these cabanas. There's like four quite large tables if there's tables in there, and let alone the barbecue ones. It's public space. It's for everyone to use. You can't reserve public space. And also the amount of cling wrap that you would use, I reckon the cabanas are like a squarish shape. I reckon each side is 6 meters. So what's that? 24 meters just around once. And you'd have to go, how thick these are looking, you'd have to go around a couple times at least to get the desired effect of what they're going through. Like, that's also environmentally unfriendly. Like, it's such a waste of time. Just don't be a dickhead. That's the meaning of life. Just stop it, okay? And when you're leaving the beach, take your goddamn rubbish with you, all right? Don't leave your leave a place nicer than what you found it, okay? Some people are absolute grots. Pick up after yourself, okay? Especially, it's so easy for the wind to just pick stuff up and take it. Get all your shit, take it, put it in your bag. I'm sure there's bins around. If there's not, take it in your freaking car and put it in the bin at home. I don't understand. And the beach can be quite a horrifying place for some people. I remember as a child, I had a banana and a seagull came down and attacked me and the banana and took the banana out of me, out of my hands. And I've never quite recovered from the situation. And I don't think anyone would expect me to. And if you do, give me some space to breathe because it's quite traumatic. Okay? Okay. I asked you guys for some horror stories from the beach or if you've got any stories of note. And one loyal listener, Miss Holly, told us about a story about... She has this ongoing feud with a pelican. You stop acting like a disgruntled pelican, David. So... She said she's been attacked by this penguin. Oh my god, I'd be surprised if it was a penguin. A pelican, multiple times. It has come up to her at three different ages. I think she said like 1, 3, and 5 or something. Three different ages, three different times, and she swears it was the same pelican. And it has swallowed her arm. I said, what do you mean? And she said, it has swallowed my arm. It likes the taste of my arm. I'm like, oh, Holly... I would never go to the beach again if a pelican tried to... Because they've got, like, the big... They've got the massive beaks, and then they've got that, like, wobbly basket bit at the bottom. Like, what is that for? You could just hop in there and fly away. Like, why is it... Why don't you put your arm in there? Oh, babes, I feel for you. That's traumatic. That's trauma. Don't bottle that up. Oh, my goodness. If this brings up emotions about your own horror story... Don't see someone about it. Let me know. Share it. Put it in the comments. Share it around. I want to see who has the worst beach horror story. Because I'm sure there's some classics out there. You got to watch out for the blue bottles, the people, the weather. You never know if you're going to get dumped and like... So let us know what's going on. Also, ending note, slip, slop, slap. I also hate Seek and Shade. Oh, okay, no, let's talk about slip, slop, slap very quickly. It's, what is it? Slip, slop, slap on some sunscreen. Seek shade, slide on sunnies. Slip, slop, slack, seek, slack? Slop, slap. Slip, slop, slap, seek, and seeks, shade, slide. I feel like I'm doing a riddle. Anyway, wear sunscreen, okay? Okay, capiche. All right, that's my feelings about the beach and my little rant. I hope you agreed, because if you didn't, I don't want to hear about it. Remember to like, follow, comment, subscribe, leave us a review if it's positive. If it's negative, leave that shit in the past. And make sure you've listened to our past episodes. Follow us on Instagram at ivealwayssaidthat.pod. Get the behind the scenes content, get more from me when we're going to be uploading episodes. And you know, just be part of the family, because we are what? We are family. Okay, be sure to listen in. I'm hoping to continue to do 2 episodes a week. One Drag Race review, and then one kind of like fun, just whatever's going on in the world sort of episode like this. You know, thoughts, feelings, vibes. Let me know what you want to hear, and I'll see you next time. All right, love you, bye.